Hey, this is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day to you. This podcast brought to you daily is a digest of the news events here from the Grand Canyon State. Hey, we're Friday adjacent, and it feels pretty good on this Thursday, March the 12th. Let's get cracking with a check of the news. Well, Governor Katie Hobbs criticized the Trump administration following reports that multiple federal agencies are investigating Arizona's 2020 election results. President Trump has routinely claimed without evidence that widespread fraud led to his loss in 2020, and now both the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are investigating that election and the Arizona State Senate's so-called audit of the results. Hobbs, a Democrat, says it's a waste of time.
This election has been litigated. Donald Trump lost. Even though the procedures were questionable, the review also determined that he lost.
Democratic Attorney General Chris Mays and Secretary of State Adrian Fontes also told county election officials to ignore federal subpoenas for voting records, arguing they are attempts to circumvent a court fight between the state and the federal government. Meanwhile, the Senate Indian Affairs Committee heard testimony in support of a water settlement for tribes in northern Arizona. And as Alex Hager reports, tribal leaders say the settlement would help bring clean water to their communities.
Tribes, including the Navajo Nation, Hopi Tribe, and San Juan Southern Paiute, have largely been excluded from more than a century of talks about managing water in Arizona and the West. This settlement would solidify the tribe's access to water and unlock $5 billion for new water delivery projects. Senator Mark Kelly supports the measure.
This settlement is a major step forward, securing the tribe's water future while providing long-needed certainty for Arizona and the entire Colorado River Basin.
The federal government raised some concerns about finding the money to pay for the settlement. Some states in the Colorado River's upper basin are worried that it could bring too much water from upstream states to their downstream counterparts. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Scottsdale Unified School District has started planning for the future of two campuses set to close at the end of the school year. As Bridget Dowd reports, last year the governing board voted to repurpose Pima Elementary School and Echo Canyon School due to declines in enrollment.
Assistant Superintendent Leah Mitchell says so far a majority of the students displaced by those closures are enrolled at different SUSD schools for next year.
We have counted 18 students that have indicated, their families have indicated that they'll withdraw for the 26-27 school year, which reflects 3.5% across both campuses.
SUSD is sending transitioning families age-appropriate books about change to help students cope. The board is considering several options for the Echo Canyon site, like leasing it to private schools that serve students with autism or dyslexia, as well as a community sports complex. The district has already approved plans to repurpose Pima as a Level D special education program. It will serve K-12 students who require specialized instruction. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
After the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors forced recorder Justin Heap to testify in an open meeting, a Superior Court judge slapped down the supervisor's efforts to use that testimony in an ongoing legal dispute over control of the county's elections. From the Politics Desk, Wayne Schutzke has the latest.
The supervisors used their legal authority to make Heap testify before the board last month to address conflicting statements the recorder and his staff have made about alleged election issues in the county. Judge Scott Blaney initially blocked the board from subpoenaing Heap's staff over concerns it would interfere with the ongoing legal fight between Heap and the board. He ultimately lifted that order, but now says those concerns were justified. Blaney says the board is not entitled to introduce evidence from testimony collected outside of the courtroom, and that he won't reward the supervisor's, quote, shenanigans. Wayne Schutzke, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Governor Katie Hobbs wants ongoing funding for energy assistance programs, but she needs support from Republican lawmakers to make that happen. Also from our politics team, here is Cameron Sanchez with that.
The federal low-income home energy assistance program assists households with utility bills. Arizona has a significant backlog of requests for assistance. Hobbs wants to tack a $3.50 fee on short-term rentals to pay for in-state energy assistance, but GOP lawmakers haven't taken up her proposal. The governor also assembled a task force to make recommendations on how to preserve affordable energy.
That task force and their recommendations are going to really be really important moving forward to ensure that energy stays affordable for Arizonans who need it.
Hobbs and Arizona's two U.S. senators are also calling for a change to federal funding formulas to get Arizona a bigger share of federal low-income assistance dollars. But the governor says she hasn't had a response yet from federal GOP lawmakers. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Another self-driving car will be hitting the road in downtown Phoenix in the coming weeks. Zoox is Amazon's robo-taxi service, and Connor Greenwald has more on it.
Zoox already operates in 10 different markets across the U.S. The company said its expansion to Phoenix allows it to test in extreme heat and dusty conditions. In a statement, the company said it will first roll out a testing fleet of retrofitted Toyota Highlanders with human operators to map the roads before beginning passenger service. Its autonomous vehicles have carriage-style seating and are built without a driver in mind. Robotaxis do not have a steering wheel, pedals, or a driver's seat. Zoox is opening an operations center in Scottsdale this spring to handle remote guidance and real-time rider support. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The U.S. Treasury Department is collecting more information about people who send money abroad from Maricopa and Pima counties. For about a year, the agency has required businesses that send money in exchange currency in certain counties on the U.S.-Mexico border to report more data about transactions over $1,000. Now that's being expanded to Arizona's two most populous counties. Sarah Beth Felix advises money service businesses.
We can't make a dent in the scourge of human trafficking and drug trafficking without knowing who is transacting.
The Treasury Department says the data provides law enforcement with more tools to crack down on cartels. State authorities are recommending the owner of a Tempe bar raided twice last year should lose his liquor license and face prosecution on criminal charges. Matthew Casey has the latest on that.
Police arrested a total of 422 people last year at Tempe Tavern in underage drinking raids. Now, an investigation by the Arizona Department of Liquor Licenses and Control accuses owner Robert Tasso of habitually disregarding the law, making false statements to police, and more. The report calls minors central to Tempe Tavern's business model and concludes the establishment is a threat to public welfare. Tasso is suing the city of Tempe, alleging selective enforcement. His lawyer says they will vigorously fight license revocation. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Governor Katie Hobbs directed the Department of Public Safety to spend $1 billion to cover overtime payments as the agency deals with a state trooper shortage. Here's Wayne Shutsky once more.
According to a press release, the agency will use savings from operational efficiencies to cover the payments. The announcement comes after the Arizona State Troopers Association wrote Hobbs a letter asking for $6.4 million this year to cover overtime payments and replace old vehicles. Republican lawmakers just sent the governor a bill backed by the union to provide that full amount. Jeff Hawkins, the association's president, thanked Hobbs for sending some money now, but says he still supports that bill because $1 million won't address all needs. But the governor's office says Hobbs will veto that legislation, which was opposed by Democrats because it pulled money away from the fund the attorney general uses to combat consumer fraud. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
American bison are a symbol of the West that might have vanished from the landscape entirely if not for conservation efforts. Each year, the city of Denver donates bison from a long-established herd to tribes and nonprofits. As Gabriel Pietrazio reports, an Arizona tribe is among the latest recipients.
Snow powdered the 34 bison inside a pen while tribes blessed them. 11 went to the Navajo Nation. The rest were sent to the Northern Cheyenne Tribe and the Denver-based Tall Bull Memorial Council. This keystone species once roamed the Great Plains, but faced the brink of extinction. In 1908, the Denver Zoo had only 18 animals left in captivity, but they would help form a herd near Golden, Colorado. The city has transferred more than 170 buffalo into tribal hands. Gabriel Pietrazio, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, college basketball, ASU is out of the Big 12 tournament. Bobby Hurley is out as Sun Devils head coach after 11 seasons, Arizona State blown out by second seed Iowa State, 91-42 in the second round yesterday in Kansas City. They turned the ball over 23 times, made just one of their 19 three-point shots. Shortly after, Sun Devils athletic director Cram Rossini announced that head coach Bobby Hurley's contract would not be renewed and that he would be put on administrative leave for the remainder of his deal, which ends in June. Hurley led ASU to the NCAA tournament three times, but not since 2023. He leaves as the second winningest coach in program history behind Ned Wolk. In the pros, the Suns try to keep it going On the road tonight, they face the Indiana Pacers. In football, Cardinals did make it official yesterday by releasing quarterback Kyler Murray, and the Minnesota Vikings are reportedly interested in signing him. Hey, that'll do it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, this Thursday, March the 12th. I'm Phil Latzman. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we are back at you to do it again tomorrow. Talk to you then.